Carlos Correa leads things off. RBI sacrifice fly. Back in the first, picking up his 67th RBI of the season. That's second best in the American League. He's got a 27-game on-base streak right now.
Now, another Astros podcast.
The 1-1. And gets it by him. Correa spins around. Looked like he hurt his hand on that swing. And now he's wincing. And yeah, he's holding his wrist like he hurt his wrist there. Is Jeremiah Randall, the head athletic trainer for the Astros, jogging quickly to go check on him.
Yeah, immediately started wincing. A.J. Hinch is out there as well.
So a swing, his hand came off.
And immediately started wincing.
This doesn't look good. You may see Marwin Gonzalez come in for Correa.
You hope it just scared him more than anything, but not a good sign.
And we're kind of blocked with the guys around there. Gurriel's there and A.J. Hinch.
He's going to come out of this game.
Yep, Correa's coming out. What a blow. Hopefully it's something minor.
Yeah, has the batting glove off that left hand.
Boy, that's a terrible blow for the Astros.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss yesterday to the Seattle Mariners in 10 innings. Also a significant loss in the fourth inning. Carlos Correa on a swing, hurt his left thumb, going on the disabled list today. And obviously a significant loss when you have a guy like that not on your roster, not in your lineup.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And it you know, he walked off the field and I knew he was in a lot of pain. He was uncomfortable. It was different than other times where you go out and walk players off. And he's going to miss a significant amount of time. And they're expecting 6 to 8 weeks, which should get him right by the end of September and get us in position to get him some at-bats before hopefully a playoff run. But tough blow to our lineup, to our clubhouse, to the center part of our batting order. But the next man up mentality has to be true. We have to find a way to overcome it. We've been able to overcome the pitching injuries. This is a significant position player injury, and we need to move forward.
Colin Moran replacing Correa on the roster for now. How do you plan on handling the shortstop position?
Yeah, I'll mix it between Marwin and Bregman. Both will get some opportunities. I've been leaving Bregman at third base for the time being. Marwin's moved all around the field. I still want Marwin to do that. So I'll insert Moran a couple times here and there when I can get him some good matchups and may move Marwin around the infield again at first and third and short and left field. So obviously we have the luxury of having multiple shortstops on this team. We're going to be tested now that Correa is going to be out for the better part of 2 months, and those guys will get an opportunity.
Tough loss yesterday to the Seattle Mariners in 10 innings, and it was a game in which, you know, you were down by three early, wound up having the big six innings, scoring four runs all with two outs, no one on, starting that rally, but ultimately just some big home runs for the Mariners.
Yeah, it was a really different game. You know, we felt like we were behind and weren't able to really break through. Beltran hits the big home run, get right back in it, take the lead, and then they come back and tie it up. And then obviously we had our opportunities in the ninth, couldn't make anything of it, and then they hit a bunch of home runs. So it was a weird game to lose. Unfortunate for us, we kept fighting. We couldn't quite come through at the right time or get the right outs when we needed to, and subsequently we lost.
Kind of a weird outing for Lance McCullers. Got off to a bit of a slow start and then seemed like he sort of found it a little bit, maybe second, third inning, but then laborious fourth, laborious fifth, wound up not even completing five innings in that game.
Yeah, you know, he was off really from the onset. He had one really good inning, but other than that, just couldn't find his location, couldn't really throw his fastball where he wanted to, and his changeup got hit a little bit. So it was an off night for him where he wasn't controlling contact and wasn't locating his pitches. And I think in this league, obviously, any team can put up some good at-bats against you when you're not doing that. And we continue to not make pitches at the wrong time. It was some solo homers that came back to bite us. So an off night for our pitching staff. It wasn't our best, but, you're going to run into those every now and then.
Colin McHugh, some good news for him. A very solid rehab outing in his fourth rehab start on Sunday. In the rotation this weekend in Baltimore?
Yeah, McHugh's going to pitch on Saturday. Fires will pitch on Friday on regular rest, and then McHugh will be inserted on Saturday. Joe Musgrove will head to the bullpen, for the time being, as early as tonight or tomorrow, and help us there. So it's difficult to continue to change out the starting rotation, but getting McHugh in here will be nice. He was going to be on our rotation to start the year. He's won a lot of games for us, pitched a lot of innings for us. Will be a nice boost.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining me.
Got it. Astros down to their final strike. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Altuve strikes out, and that is the ball game. Seattle Mariners hold on for the 9-7 victory in 10 innings as the Astros drop the first game of this three-game series.
Come back and get them tomorrow. It's a game of a few lost chances. A lot of credit goes to this Mariners team who kept battling back, and some really big defensive gems by their shortstop, Gene Segura, keeping them in this game.
First extra inning loss for the Astros this year.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of the second game with the Mariners. And you guys playing a division rival right now. Josh Reddick is our guest today. And Josh, when you play these guys in the division, do you feel like there's a little bit more urgency, a little bit more focus by you guys?
I don't think so. We try to treat it every game the same, whether it's, you know, division, out of division, interleague. We don't really look at it in any more depth, I think, than we would an average, you know, game, I guess you could call it. But it's, we treat every game this different. We look over every team, whether they're division or not. We just take the same approach to every game, and we just don't want to try to press too hard. I don't think we need to start pressing any harder than just because they're in the division, because we've been doing so well. I think we just need to stick with what works.
Josh, you guys have been playing so well. What do you think it is about this team? You've been on some good teams. What is it about this team that brings it every day? Because the consistency is what stands out.
We all have fun. We all just go out there. We play the game hard, and you know, I think it's just all about everybody wanting to win, everybody wanting to have fun, and there's really no selfish players on this team. Everybody's happy for everybody. Once, you know, if somebody gets a broken bat hit after struggling, the whole dugout's going crazy for them, or, you know, they've been lining out and they finally get one in the hole. You know, it's just one of those things where everybody just seems to be rooting for everybody and at the same time picking on each other. But it's just like one big, you know, brotherhood, I guess you could call it, one frat party that everybody just has to give everybody a hard time. And that's one thing that we do. And I think that's what keeps us together so well and makes us play so well together, is we keep it loose and we have fun.
Do you feel like you can kind of hide in this lineup? I mean, you're batting three or two on most days, but with all the guys around you right now and the years they're having, you're right in the middle of this thing, but you feel like you're kind of hidden in there?
That's nothing wrong with that. I like that. You know, it's great because you look at the names, and when you go to Springer, Altuve, Reddick, Correa, who's the last person you're going to worry about in that lineup? It's Reddick. And I understand that, but that's where I think it gives me a little bit of an advantage, because they get such a relief by maybe getting those guys out that they maybe kind of, I'm not saying slack off just to get me out, but feel like kind of a sigh of relief, like it's not the hardest challenge. And I like that challenge. So it's I'm good at flying under the radar. I've been doing it my whole life, so why not do it now?
There you go. All right. Tell me about the success against lefties. We talk about you and Brian McCann, the way you guys handle lefties this year. What's different about this year than maybe years past where you've had maybe not as much success?
I just think, you know, consistently of actually facing them now helps. You know, okay. The more you face them, the better off you're going to be against those guys. So, especially when you don't face any starters. You don't face any starters, you got to come in and they bring in the lefty specialist with, you know, 94 in sync and the slider. It's not as easy as hitting the 92 with some cut and a big curveball. So, it makes it a little bit easier to face starters, I would say. But I think it's just consistency of facing those guys and just trying not to do too much. I'm not trying to push the issue on doing well against them. So, you know, obviously I'd like to have some power numbers a little bit more against those, but I'm not going to worry about it because I have been having a pretty good year against them so far. So I'm just trying to stay within my approach, whether it's a righty or lefty, and I think that's the one way I have to go with it.
Last thing, Josh, trade deadline's coming up. Last year you were involved in a trade when you went from Oakland to the Dodgers. What was that like, and how does it feel to be on a team right now that's buyers rather than sellers?
Trade time is always a, you know, anxious time for somebody in that kind of situation that's, you know, at the breach of going to free agency and maybe one of those situations. So you kind of had a feeling it would come in, especially with Oakland. You know, everybody sees what they do every year and they get rid of those guys just to help themselves out for the future. So it's definitely a hectic process because you kind of try to get stuck worrying about where you're going to go, who's it going to be, and then once it actually happens, just, you know, pretty much sprinting to where you have to go. I mean, Rich Hill and I just had an off day in Anaheim. Fortunately, the Dodgers had an off day, so we just took a car over there and we were actually flying to Colorado. So spent our off day driving, then flying to Denver, been kind of getting to know the new teammates on the plane. So it actually wasn't too bad instead of just going to a locker room and going out there. So, but once you're there, it's all about winning. I mean, being here, it's, you know, it's going to be great to see what kind of moves we do make, if any. And, you know, if we do make some moves, we'll be welcoming them with open arms, because I'm sure they'll be happy just to be here to win, and we still want to win.
There you go. That's Josh Reddick. Thanks for catching up and tear him up tonight.
Yep, thank you very much.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.